Matt Charbonneau, the hardest working man in sports. Now, this guy has been, let's see, where has he been so far this year? He's been on an aircraft carrier in San Diego. He's been to New York City to Madison Square Garden. He's been to a bowl game in Florida and everywhere in between. Matt, it's been a whirlwind for you, hasn't it?
It's been pretty crazy, and I'm glad to know I'm not the only person who's been into a hotel and forgot what room they were in. Half the time you don't remember what city you're in, so it was a fun ride. I thought it would end in New Orleans, but, you know, what are you going to do?
It's got to be pretty cool, because I know there's a lot of people who cover sports, and when you cover a losing team and you don't go anywhere and do anything, it's not as fun to do your job. So it's got to be pretty cool to watch all that you've witnessed and the growth of this Michigan State men's basketball team.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, last year was, everyone knows what happened last year. It was kind of just a mess from the beginning all the way through the end. So this year, yeah, I mean, it was really refreshing. I mean, seeing the difference in the players, seeing the difference in Tom Izzo, I mean, you could tell there was a definite difference just kind of around the locker room and around practice and everything with these guys. It really is kind of refreshing to see. I think it's the same thing we've seen with the football team the last couple of years, that these guys all really enjoy playing together. So, yeah, you're right. It makes a heck of a lot more fun when these guys are rolling.
So senior forward Draymond Green was named first team All-America. We kind of expected that with the play that we watched all season long. He is going to prepare for the draft. I would imagine he would at least go in the second round, if not later in the first.
Yeah, and in fact, I've seen a couple of projections lately have him late first round now that, you know, before the season even started, I would think he was going to be happy to get drafted, but I mean, with the season he's had, everyone knew he was a good all-around player, but I think you started to see it early in the year at Gonzaga when he just went nuts. And I mean, he just proved every game out his importance to the team, his knowledge of basketball, and I think the scouts have seen that. You know, I talked to a couple scouts throughout the year that really are in love with him. They're not really sure exactly where he fits in, but they just know they want him somewhere on their team in the NBA. So I would certainly expect to see his name probably late first round.
All right, what are we going to see from the basketball team next year?
Well, that's interesting. You're going to have plenty of talent. The only issue is you're going to have a lot of young talent. I mean, you're going to have one senior, Derek Nix, you know, and then you're looking at Keith Appling, Adrian Payne as juniors. But, you know, it's one of those cases where you may have actually a better team, a better group of players. But I think you're going to see a little more of what we thought this year was, as the season goes, you'll see them start to come together. I think early on it may take a little bit of time and them getting used to playing together, see how quickly Brandon Dawson comes back. So it may not. There may be some growing pains early, but I think in the long run, this is going to be a team that has tons of talent.
Will there be any freshmen you think that may see some playing time?
Well, I think you got to imagine Gary Harris will probably come in right away, kind of like Brandon Dawson did. I could see him being a starter. And they also really love this Matt Costello, Mr. Basketball from Bay City Western. Big guy, nasty kind of streak that Tom Izzo loves. So I think you'll see those guys make an impact right away. And as far as Kaminsky, Valentine, I think it's going to kind of end up, you know, how the rotation works out. You might see him get a little time early, and that'll get adjusted as it goes. But I don't think Tom Izzo is waiting on these guys to sit him on the bench. He hopes they're going to be playing right away.
All right. You would think Matt Charbonneau would get some time off, but no, no, no. It's football spring season time. As a matter of fact, the first practice is today.
You got it. There's all kinds of questions for this team. I mean, Andrew Maxwell, how's he going to do? We got a whole new crop of receivers. Who's replacing Jarrell Worthy? Who's replacing Trent Robinson? So there's plenty of stuff to find out. There's some other big freshmen coming in there too. So we're going to see. Obviously, today's the first day, and they'll get a few weeks at it here. But plenty of stuff to look forward to in football.
All right, Matt, we appreciate your contributions over this past basketball season. We're better when we have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate having me.